if they were washed in hot water, they might
shrink.
Yeah. Now, a little small leather container for carrying coins or something. The clasp on it.
A coin purse.
And one of these.
A bracelet.
And beads around your neck.
Necklace.
And what would men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belts.
What about over their shoulders?
Suspenders.
What about...
I've heard them called calluses,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you've heard that,
yeah,
too. And what do you call it, what you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And the very last thing you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
And in the old days, sometimes they had one that was for two people.
A bolster.
Now, a type of covering that was made out of patchwork that's gone, costs a lot now. that women would make them out of patchwork.
Quilt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a sort of makeshift sleeping place down on the floor. That
were called pallets.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you would be familiar with this, but this is the names for different types of land. Now, the flat, low-lying land along a stream.
That's the bottom land.
Mm-hmm. And land that, well, any type of land that is always sitting with water on it all the time, and water never...
Well, we call that marshland.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what's the difference between marshland and a swamp?
I'd say it was the same.
About the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if you know anything about soil types, the rich black type of soil.
Loam.
And the poor sandy kind of soil.
Yes. What do they call that? They just call it poor land.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A very small amount of flowing water.
Is a stream.
Yeah, and what's the next biggest?
A river.
Yeah, is there anything in between stream and river?
A pond. Well, I don't think a pond doesn't flow. Brook.
What about a creek?
A creek, yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about a channel that's cut by erosion in a road or a field that if you go, well, especially when you're driving over dirt road in your car and you go down in a...
slough? Is that what you have reference to?
Well, you might call it that, or a gully.
A gully, yes,
yeah,
a gully.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call it.
That's what you would call it?
Yes, that we would have called it here.
Well, what about a real deep one that was...
a ravine?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, what are some of the names of some of the streams and things that are around here?
Well, the Buffalo, of course, is the most famous since
yeah,
it's the last of the free-flowing rivers,
yeah,
you know. And then there's Bear Creek. And then there's Red River. Then there's Calf Creek. I'm familiar with that since my son-in-law's bought a farm on Calf Creek.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Well, as I said, I wouldn't even have thought of that if I hadn't been seeing it quite a lot lately. Let's see, is there anything else in this county? Bear Creek, Buffalo, Red River, Calf Creek. That's about it.
Okay. Now, what would you call just a small rise in land?
A hill.
And is there anything smaller?